The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
So let's get started, Daniela. Let's play Pardon the Gadfly.
Thanks for having me, guys. Last week, a New York judge ruled that the state's regents had overstepped their bounds when they required that 40% of teacher evaluations be based on state test scores. DFERS Joe Williams said of the ruling, "A mediocre evaluation just got weaker." Is this the right take?
What do you think, John?
Well, I mean, my sense of it is that it was, I mean, this is what the teachers union does best, is that they try to gum up education reform in the courts and also trying to force everything to be collectively bargained. And so, you know, I think that's what they were trying to do here, is try to get a lawsuit to try to make that 40% of teachers' evaluation based on growth as well as student achievement based, you know, a little bit lower, down to 20%. But my sense is that it was an awkwardly phrased law that they sort of took advantage of. So I think all it's going to do is make sure that states are much more clear in defining what these measures are going forward.
And see, I got a little different opinion on this one. See, I think it's ridiculous that reformers are going to court over 20% versus 40% of the teacher evaluation being based on test scores, because look, it is early days in this stuff. Yeah. I mean, we don't know how this stuff is going to play out. We are just beginning to try to take teacher evaluation seriously. Mm-hmm. Look, I understand that 40% may make it easier to get bad teachers with bad test scores out of the classroom. It might also create all kinds of unhealthy pressure, though, for all schools in New York State to teach to the test, which is not necessarily something that we want, parents are going to want. So look, do we know which one is right? The law, you know, from my understanding, was pretty clear that it said, look, 20% based on state test scores, and then the other 20 on other student achievement. And the regents said, well, let's make the other student achievement also based on the test scores. That seemed like it was a stretch to begin with. I say, call off the lawyers. Don't spend the money on an appeal. Just get down to work. Create the evaluation. Let's get on with it.
I mean, I think the more interesting question is, what does this mean for New York with Race at the Top now, since this was something that they had proposed as part of their application and were awarded based on that? So what does this mean for the department now? Is this a major change? Can they still execute their Race at the Top plan the way that they promised to? And it'll be interesting to see how the department handles this next.
Right.